Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks, D3AutoSales.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger. Let's
Justin!
Do it.
What's up, JM? Yeah, Roger, this segment, let's play a little JM. We'll get to him in a second. Been a while since we've heard from JM. We keep waiting for him to come back, and hopefully he will soon. We'll give him his face.
He's going to surprise us.
Yeah, he's just walk in. What?
What do you do? We don't even know who you are.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. My girlfriend Jessica said, listening to the show makes me realize how old you are.
All right, give me why, because of your games that you chose?
Yes.
Well, now, these were games. I think prior to, I don't know what kids do now at recess, we played. My buddy Rodney Matthews, Steve Qualls, I don't know what you guys played in school, but recess was only for games first through sixth grade. We played kickball, we played dodgeball, then that became too dangerous. We had tetherball, we had a basketball. Our playground at Goldstein Elementary School was paved, so you had to be careful.
Did y'all not do the jungle
thing? We had the thing. Yeah, we had those.
And then the poles you climb up. You know, there's always that one dude that could climb a pole. He'd take off his shoes and he'd put the pole between his toes.
Yeah.
Like a monkey.
Yeah.
I mean,
feet become hands.
Yeah, we had that guy. Every school has that guy. His name was Wes Barrett. And he had a hair under his armpits, like at age three.
Well, now, David Wynn, he had hair on his entire body in the seventh grade.
Let me tell you the things that we did, Roger. By the way, the things that we did, I don't think they were PE, but the games that we played preschool, beside, you
preschool
know.
Preschool or you mean?
Before school. I'm sorry, before school.
Yeah, recess as well?
I think we had to do stuff in recess, but if we didn't, you know what we did?
What'd you do? You recess, you played.
Let me tell you, take those pencils.
Pull
it back and
knuckle.
You break the pencils against the pencil. I don't know. What would you call the game where you try to break the other's pencils? I would hold. Did you not do that where I hold my pencil and I come back and I try to break your pencil and then I come and try to break it?
Yeah. But you didn't do it on the pencil. You did it on your knuckles.
No. I did it on the pencil. You would try to break the pencil itself. And you would get to the end where some guys would make it where it was like a knife,
thick pencils.
Like a knife on the end of it. And you've never saw where they put it.
No.
The other one, but we played marbles.
You played marbles.
Yeah, marbles were big.
Did you have that? Did you have a stick with a wheel that you would go around?
What's that? Know what that is.
You ever seen that in the 1920s where the kids are got a spoke and they're just knocking the wheel around, keeping the wheel spinning. You didn't play that? Yeah. Sounds like
it. So we did marbles, we did the marbles, pencil break. But you're right. There was
something. You played Jack.
No, my gosh, you're right. It was pow.
Was it with your fingers?
Oh, it's right. You would pop.
I thought it was with your pencil.
You would
maybe
pop
not.
The other person's hand or knuckle with your pow.
Yeah.
Pow. What'd you call that? Pow!
Pow!
What's the movie that Step Brothers? Pow! What are you saying? Pow!
Are you saying pow? Pow! No, that was the game on Channel
4.
Somebody
said thump knuckles, pop the pencil.
Thump knuckles, pencil again, pop. That's also
and box,
something.
Did anybody play box hockey?
Box hockey and thump knuckles is at Cupid's.
Four square, man, I was really good for it. The problem is you could hold the ball a little bit. That was cheating. If you could hold and reposition. Did you play four square, Christian? Did you do that?
No, we never played four square.
We played four square.
Yeah, four square.
I don't know if they did at men's meetings, but
four square and box hockey.
Box hockey
and the sound of box hockey.
Box hockey.
Think about two guys.
We played checkers.
So you just had a ball for box hockey?
No. It's a wooden puck.
You had a puck for box hockey.
And you had a middle. You had a big.
So
you had a box. You had about a 10-foot box.
You used
a thing in the middle. It had to go.
What was your stick?
It was a broomstick.
He said stick.
And you were talking about making some noise.
Which side of the broomstick? Did you have the broom?
No, you cut it off. It was like a broomstick without any broom. And man, you were fighting the guy on the other side to get the hockey puck through the little mid section, just like in air hockey, through the other. I mean, It was like sword fighting.
This sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
It was very dangerous.
We didn't care about it. And then we were doing the jungle gym where we would go. Did you have one that went up and then went down? You're going.
Not that
I can remember. Like a jungle gym race of some sort?
Yes, where it would go up.
You skip a bar. If you had the arm.
But it would go flat and then it would arch up. But then you had to go up. Yeah, really. Hey, Roger wanted to mention.
Okay, Ethan, Roger grew up in the projects. We only played three squares. That is profiling.
Before school, we used to catch grasshoppers and make them fight. They would pull each other's heads off. Oh, my gosh.
Did you play bottle rockets?
Someone said, can we move David's camera so we can see his sweet face on YouTube? What's it just got moved a little bit.
What happened here?
It's moving because it's
moving. It's box hockey. It's the box hockey movement. Someone says, box hockey like pocket pool.
Whoa!
Kill the man with the ball. Bloody knuckles is what they call it. Wow!
Thumping, kill the man with the ball.
Something different.
Thumping the paper triangle through the goal. No, that was paper football. Yeah. Hey, Roger, we're going to be at Camden Thursday. We're going to the White House Cafe. I think that's the correct term for it. Let me make sure of that. Yeah. The White House Cafe. Color. Yeah, in Camden. Okay. 119 years old. We're coming your way. The owner sent me a text. I didn't even have a chance to call her yet.
Right after the show.
So here's the deal. Are you folks in Camden? Come see us Thursday at the White House Cafe. It's the oldest active restaurant. It's older than Jones's Barbecue. It's older than the Ohio Club. If you consider it's a restaurant, that's been an operational restaurant since 1907. It's really got a cool. Have you ever seen the movie?
Is that a year after World War I started?
1906. Yeah, how crazy is that?
Is that when World War I started? Was it 1906?
Have you guys seen the? I don't know. Have you seen the
it's
movie?
A little early, right?
John Wick.
Is that right?
You know where John Wick stays in that building that's right there on the corner, or like up in Eureka, they've got that building that has streets on each side,
a
triangle.
Is that John Wick's one or the rest of it?
All of them. You remember he's got a street on each side. It comes like a triangle.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. That's the way the place looks.
Rex
Nelson or somebody was telling me how good it was.
When's he coming back?
I don't know, but the last time I was there, I've eaten there once. I've had a steak. And, Roger, we're walking into a restaurant that was open in 1907.
So this is a restaurant,
Thursday.
Not a bar, deli.
No, it's got a bar.
I mean, I don't mean that. I mean, dairy bar.
I mean, its main thing is the restaurant. Now, they may have something else in there. But I tell you, by the way, too, thanks to everybody who's commenting on our Ohio Club post. No joke, Christian. That post that we made going over the Ohio Club, over 100,000 impressions. 30,000 interactions. I mean, I tell you, that just shows you how popular the Ohio Club is. And we had a good time, Raj. And, obviously we'll have a good time at the White. We still got to go to Jones Barbecue in Mariana. Go ahead.
I was going to ask about Jones. Does he have like a protege that he's going to pass this along to?
I don't think so. Somebody will maybe buy it or they'll sell it. But I talked to somebody that said they did not have a good experience there, and it was not good. You know,
Jones?
Rex said just the opposite. It's pretty basic. This guy Jones, all he does is get the meat. Here's some white bread. Here's this. He pours some.
Well, now, he hadn't been there the entire time, has he?
No, he couldn't have been.
It's 116.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what are you saying?
But he's made it what it is, I think.
Because you know what? Same thing happened to McLarge. Gone.
Well, I'm sure it's a generational.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's a family thing.
Is
he
part of the family?
Nobody wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, you're talking about
what other business do have we talked to that the family didn't take over? I think same thing. I think it's with Sigma Supply. Those guys just stayed there.
Every family-owned business. Today's National Family-Owned Business Day.
How many generations operated your family's restaurant and car wash?
They still do.
Somebody with a family still owns the restaurant?
Tally restaurant. How about that?
Is that right?
1950s.
Oh, that's outstanding.
How crazy is that?
Well, yeah. When's the last time you went, Bess?
To the one in Panama City?
Yeah.
I went by there a couple years ago.
You get free food?
Yeah. I think I paid. No, we paid. I'm sorry. We paid. Wow. Yeah, we didn't want to take advantage of it. That's the Tally Ho.
The Tally Ho
opened in the 50s in Panama City. If you go into town, the Tally Ho is still there.
Well, I'm going.
It is still there. It was there in 1950.
Tell him David Basil sent you.
But we're going to be, Roger, we got to Camden this Thursday, and then we still got to go to Mina, the Skyline Cafe. I'll tell you, Greg Hatcher knows the owner of the Dixie Pig in Blytheville, and they heard we were coming.
Does he want to go?
We're coming. Yeah, we're trying to get into one or two. Yeah, I don't think he can go this Thursday.
Well, that's okay. No, probably can't do that. I mean, does he want to drive with us or does he want to fly?
By the way, somebody said Mercurius. I may be getting it confused because I saw him. He's got a brother on the team that's a pitcher also. Maybe I'm seeing...
two of them?
Remember watching the movie with Steven Seagal, and he's fighting the guy from Jamaica, and he's got a twin brother. He's killed the first one. He doesn't know he's got a twin brother. The second one shows up. You remember that one? Have you not seen that one? Has anybody out there seen the Steven Seagal movie?
Seen like three Steven Seagal movies.
Well, the dude's got... You don't know. He thinks he's killed the guy, and then he thinks it's some kind of witchcraft, and the guy's back, but it's actually his twin brother. So I just
Dark Territory.
Yeah.
It's Under Siege 2. I've only seen Under Siege 1.
No, it's, listen, I've seen all the Steven Seagals. It's
all of them?
Yeah. No. All the cool ones.
You talk about some of them.
Marked for Death.
Yeah, great, Marked for Death. That's
great,
it.
Great bad movie.
I've not seen
Marked for Death.
Have you seen the first one? What's the first one? What's his first movie? He runs like this.
Yeah, that first one.
He runs
was
like that in every movie.
The first
in every
one's
movie,
great.
He runs like that. He was running before Tom Cruise. What's that one called? Give me the name of it, and I'll tell you if it's right or not.
Let's see. Above the Wall?
Above the
Wall.
That's
it. Yeah.
I remember.
No, that's the second one. That's
well,
not, no.
whatever
There's
that
one
is.
Before that
that's
one. What's the one before that one?
Let me look.
Remember, he goes, you know, Johnny's gone crazy. He's killing people. Because the guy said, yeah, you know, and he has to go. That's the first one. That's the first one where he does this.
Above the Wall is his first movie.
Yeah. Above the Law.
It's his first movie.
What's the second one?
Hard to Kill.
What is it?
Hard to Kill.
Okay, Hard to Kill. That's when they think they've killed him. Yeah, Above the Law is a... Listen, Above the Law is a good flick.
It is
a good flick.
He did a sequel, Above or Below the Law. I think is what he did.
It says, Above the Law says...
Above the... Listen,
the twins
is
out.
He supposed to be the same person?
The twin name
movies?
Is Screwface. That's the Screwface. That's the bad guy.
So horrible.
You
well,
Screwface.
Well, the
what
guy,
a great name.
The bad guy in that one that he breaks his arm and all that, I think is Silva. I think the guy's
yeah,
name
that,
is
he
Silva.
Yeah, he does that in the first two.
Yeah, I mean, he runs like that. He's got...
A lot of people are making fun of Akito now that they say the Akito is not...
Oh, I think he's a fraud.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa!
Wow! Whoa. You know what? You wouldn't say that if he's right in your face. He slapped you seven times. Let me tell you something. I've seen some of this stuff. Baz and I watched some of this stuff. Where you got an old fat Buddha looking guy sitting on the floor, and people run by, and he just wishes them
he's
away.
So bad.
It's terrible. That's
embarrassing.
So good.
See, embarrassing people feel like they're obligated to act like they've got to make this guy feel like he's really doing things with energy. He's
that's
energies. Yes, it's terrible.
I love those videos where you got where it says. If wrestling is fake, explain this.
Someone says there's a famous YouTube video called Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. That's not what it is.
Whoa.
That's not what it is. World War One started in 1914.
Yeah,
good
that sounds
Lord,
about right.
sir. Who's sending those pictures?
So I heard the very end of Marsha.
658. Baz need to talk Marsha Martin into doing a genie bus. Is that Genie Buss?
If it is, it's like wow. I didn't know Genie Buss looked that good. That looks like a Playboy deal.
She did Playboy.
Well, you all see the picture that somebody sent us. If that's how she looks, she looks like a darn centerfold.
Send that link
she
to
was
Baz's computer.
So,
she
by
was?
The way, so, Christian, you're
disgusting.
We got some scoop today because Marsha Martin is going up to watch the draft today, courtesy of Cal and a few other supporters. How many is she out together was going? She's 10. She said 10 are going that are supporters of the basketball program to the draft tonight in Brooklyn. It is Brooklyn, right, Christian? Yeah, Brooklyn. And she also said they're gonna announce the stadium tomorrow. So we've been waiting to hear that. So she's going to go up there with Cal, and she's going to be there tomorrow. That's what happens when you donate seven figures and more to a university. You get invited to to everything. And she and her husband deserve it. Pencil crack. We played it in homeroom.
I get you. That's different names. Just a whole bunch of different names.
Smacking each other with pencils?
Yeah, smacking each other with a pencil. You played strip games. You played strip checkers as well.
Yeah.
It was looked down upon in grade school. Did I tell you I came...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go ahead.
My fourth grade teacher at Mainline Sports Bar last week.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that, yeah.
I don't think so. You weren't here yesterday. Yeah.
You told me last week. No. Pretty cool Friday, you told
well,
me.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Fourth grade, can
it was
you believe
pretty cool.
That?
It was cool that she was there.
We didn't play those games there. We learned.
Oh, my gosh. Here's Mark for Death and the one with Screwface. Miss Arkansas and Miss America, Elizabeth Ward Grayson, was in Mark for Death. Thank you, 501 person.
Was she in lingerie?
Oh, my gosh. She's a cutie.
I know she was.
She is a cutie.
What's her name? Who was it?
You say Elizabeth Ward.
Elizabeth Ward
Grayson. She was in a few movies.
Yeah, she made a few.
Yeah. And she was in that one?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow, so that movie must have been made at that time.
Yeah.
What else did she do? What's her bigger claim to fame? Was she
Miss America?
She was Miss America.
Hey,
she dated Clinton.
Can you imagine trying to do the games that we did like then, like when you run through, what was it called? Is it Red Rover?
Red Rover was pretty bad.
Where you had to run through arms?
No, I don't think you did that with Red Rover. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
That's yeah. Walk arms and Red Rover, Red Rover, send Roger over.
What was Red Light, Green Light? You remember Red Light, Green Light? We used to play that.
What was that?
You would turn your back.
Yeah, stop.
And you'd turn around. You had to stop where you were, or if you got caught moving, you were out. Well, yes. It's such simple games.
What is the one where you rotate chairs? What's that called?
Musical chairs.
Yeah, or rotate chairs. And then somebody said, why don't we put music to this? And then they changed.
Hey, one of my favorites, Around the World. You know what that is? In math class, I was dominant.
Be caught.
I was dominant.
In Around the World?
Watch this. 4 times 4, 16! 17, 16, 14!
He's doing his multiplication.
The math?
Yeah. 49! Yep. Listen, I was undefeated. I was like, I would go around that room, they couldn't beat me.
Wow.
18!
You didn't tell him.
20!
He was homeschooled. Sorry, Barry.
He was playing himself.
He did. He was playing box hockey by himself, too.
Who did we have that was on the show that was homeschooled that was outstanding? Who was it recently that we had on the show that we found that was
it's
homeschooled?
It's obvious.
Oh, no, it was. It was the person I interviewed, Lori Hernandez, the Olympian. 661. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Ward Grayson was in Playboy.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I've had any Playboy or Penthouse or anything that had an Arkansas connection. I felt it incumbent upon myself to seek and find.
Someone says, when Sarge was on there asking about this guy, thought he got blocked. So when Sarge was on there Friday, I told David to ask him if he celebrated Juneteenth. He was promoting everything else. Next thing I knew, I was flagged. I don't know.
All right.
We're very appreciative of everybody who.
Yeah, absolutely. I've cleared your cachet.
Hey, a lot of.
So we'll see what happens. Be good, boy or girl, whoever you are.
A lot of the guesses for the naming of the stadium, which will happen tomorrow, according to Marsha Martin, it was the big ones that you see: J.B. Hunt, Stevens, Tyson. I saw one where it was OnlyFans. .com.
They got money.
Walmart Stadium. They've got an OnlyFans?
No, they got money.
What would be a name that they would, if a company wanted to do it, that they would go, no, we can't do that. It's against the rules. Could it be, I don't know, are we famous for any alcohol or anything like that? Tito's? You go Tito's Stadium? Because Tito's does everything else for us.
Yeah, Tito's,
did it?
No. I saw where somebody put Tito Stadium. Says here, did I pick up a no love lost between JD and Corliss?
JD?
John Daly and Corliss?
I didn't
get that. Played 2 years at Arkansas.
Yeah, John said one. He said one and done.
Yeah.
So we let it go. It's John Daly. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Someone said it was McGeorge Contracting that did Highway 70. Great job. I'm going to tell you, if we could get the same folks who did the highway for 70 to go over there and do that on 40...
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Can they do the stretch between Jacksonville, too?
Yeah, well, that thing's taken...
That's probably the worst stretch.
It's taken the longest. It's taken 15 years.
Well, they put the hammer down
my whole
on
life.
The folks
Yeah, your whole
30.
Life. The kids that live in Jacksonville, they think that's what the highways are supposed to look like. Always under construction.
Now, I had some Weisenheimer on ago. Did Roger just say that the road to Memphis was... is it swampy? And then he called me a moron and said... You know, it's the Delta, of course, it's swampy. And then, of course, I had to reciprocate. But I said, is it too swampy? Is it too swampy to do? There's obviously a road to Memphis, jerk face. So can they not add to it? I've seen where they have put several layers of foundation in an area around my neighborhood where they're building a... Dollar General store, so they got to put foundation down. Can't you keep doing foundation, and widen those roads to the Delta, the swampland, Mr. MapQuest guy? Jerk! I'm sorry, I don't mean to yell. You know, I prayed about you today, sir, yet you came through.
Some other comments from our, and there's so many, we didn't get to a lot of these early on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. I know this isn't baseball. This is from Hogzilla, Roger. I know this isn't baseball or basketball, but me and my 9-year-old son, Maddox, fished our first bass tournament together. This is the first time, and the kid's 9 over the weekend and was lucky enough to get the win. Super proud dad moment right there.
Yeah, way to go,
listen,
bro.
We're asking for those kind of stories because you know what we do when we hear that, Roger?
Salute!
We give the champion salute.
Yeah, yes,
listen, a champion salute to all the kids out there. If your kid does something spectacular, let us know. We want to give him a shout out. If you miss it, you can go back and listen to it on our show.
This is a number one song real quick. I'll throw this out to the guy who got blocked and said something about the Juneteenth deal, right? There. Can't we get along?
It is. Here's one. I'm 28. This is Peyton and Cersei. I'm 28. We'll be 29 in August. And that construction through Jacksonville has been going on since I was in elementary. It's sad. I don't know why it's so bad. I feel bad for everybody out there. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, you know what? Listen, when they put the boot down on the folks there in Saline County, made the other company go, look, it's going to start costing you. I don't know what's going on. Listen, and now it's fantastic. I don't know what goes on and how construction works. And the foundation has to be built. Just like somebody is saying, hey, you know, listen, Bucky's is on Swamp. Yes, sir, ma'am, whatever your name is.
On the other side, Christian, on the other side of Jacksonville, between Jacksonville and Cabot, they've got it working, right? And I just, there's something about right there in that middle part of Jacksonville.
It's like right after Sherwood.
Yeah,
they Jacksonville just can't is just
get,
terrible.
It's just like they can't get that fixed.
Well, there's somebody that knows. Maybe, I mean, listen, you found out why they play Hey Jude at Razorback Stadium.
Yeah, we did find that out, didn't we?
Is it not easier to find somebody from the highway department without coming on here and taking a beating and go, hey, look, here it is. Here's the reason why it's taking so long. We don't have money. We don't have this. We don't have. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe Madam Lady Governor has extra money. Hockey.
Someone from the 501. Somebody said we play cut ball. You know, it's about cut ball was great. You ever play cut ball?
What's cut ball?
So cup C U P.
Oh yeah.
You go to baseball.
You thump?
No. You take those hard old cups. Sure. That were made out
of Dixie cup.
It wasn't plastic. It was wax.
Yes.
And you pulled that thing out, and you could knock that thing 100 feet, man.
You could also knock a kid out.
Yeah. It was cup ball. You do it with your hand.
Oh, yeah.
And you would take on the kids from that new. We'll take you on a cup ball 4 versus 4.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Back when the Scotchie was right.
Two kids got dents in their temple. What's that right there?
All right, do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Glad you're with us.
This Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is SportsCenter.
The Oklahoma Sooners are your 2026 College World Series winners as they beat the North Carolina Tar Heels 13-2 in Game 3. This is their first national title since 1994 in baseball and their third overall. This is their first national title since 1994 and their third overall in baseball. This is the seventh straight winner from the SEC. In the NBA, a blockbuster deal happened last night as Milwaukee sent Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to Miami in return for Tyler Hero, Kal-El Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasperis Jakučionis, and 3 first-rounders. In the NBA draft first round is tonight. The Washington Wizards are on the clock at 1, and it's likely to be between BYU's A.J. DeBonta and Kansas's Darren Peterson for the number 1 pick. For Arkansas fans, Darius Acuff Jr. is projected to go top 10 with the floor considered to be the Kings at pick 7. Malik Thomas could be picked in the late first round also. The draft starts at 7 on ABC and ESPN. Radio coverage can be heard on The Buzz starting...
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 30% chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy and a high of 83 degrees. Those rain showers possible this afternoon. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow, just 84 the high and a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their heat and eat meal solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes, along with a wide choice of entrees and sides, all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The heat and eat meal solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is meatloaf for only $7.49 per pound with roasted redskin potatoes and peppers for $4.99 per pound.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com. Or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration. But there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything, family owned, and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore. Just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when our Kansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, injury and accident lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Hey! Thanks, Ava. Bum, bum, bum.
Independent, take it to the best now.
Who sings it? I'll give you one hint. The last name of Bobby Ewing.
Well,
it was number one on this day.
Ah.
Or she's having a birthday. One of the two. I don't get a chance to play it as much as I did.
I recognize it.
I saw her the first time I ever saw this. She sang it on SNL.
We found out today, thanks to Christian, that the match. Well, by the way, did you find out what time the match was, Christian, on Thursday, the U.S. Cup? U.S. World Cup?
Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock. I knew that. Yeah.
9 p.m.?
Yep.
Wow. West Coast, right?
Late one, yeah.
What, Thursday night? Okay, Roger, you'll be over at Mainline.
I'll be at Mainline. So, we'll be rooting for the USA over Turkey.
We found out that the game is completely useless. It doesn't make any difference.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. And so that means the U.S. won't play its best players. Turkey doesn't care. Why are we playing the game? Like
it's the World Cup, guys. They get to play in the World Cup. This is an honor for Turkey.
Yeah, but
you say strength and honor?
It's like, shouldn't we at this stage, this is the World Cup, not everybody gets in this thing. Shouldn't every game count towards something?
I guess it's
it does nothing.
If Turkey A would have won their first few games, it would have meant something.
Just hearing you say Turkey. I know. You say Turkey A.
You say it like, now we have to say Turkey A or you're racist. I refuse to be called a racist. If I do not,
I didn't insinuate
it.
That.
I didn't say you did. But
what is the biggest? What is the biggest town in Turkey? A?
Would it be Istanbul? Wouldn't it?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
They've changed it too. It's
okay. Well, so I'm curious. If you're if you're a soccer fan out there, what do you do this Thursday? Do you care? Do you go to bed? It doesn't matter. Do you know what day they're playing the following week, Christian? Do you know what?
July I do 4th. Not. That's no, July, not off the top of my head.
It's July 4th weekend. Roger will be at Torpedo Joe's there Thursday. We'll be at
next week?
Fletcher this Friday. Yeah, next Friday. Yeah, by the way, if you want us to come to your place of business, let us know.
Honestly.
Yeah, today is National Family-Owned Business Day today.
Let us prove to you that advertising works. Let me go one step further. Advertising with Signal Media. And that includes your
Morning
buddies
Mayhem.
Over
Morning
there.
Mayhem.
Morning Mayhem, there's no doubt. But even our brothers and sister over at The Point. Signal Media is a pretty, it's a unicorn.
Got some trivia. Roger may use some of this tonight at Boudreaux's.
Throw it at me, bro.
So, Christian, I expect you to get this because this is basketball. I expect you to get this in less than 3 seconds because you already know the answer. 2005, what team won the NBA championship 81-74 in Game 7?
2005?
Yep. Three.
It would have been the Spurs.
Two. Got it. Extra credit, who they beat? Three.
The Pistons. Two.
Very good. 81-74. You passed the test. You snatched the pebble from my hand.
Your pebble.
Roger, we already mentioned about Lorena Bobbitt doing
we
that
sure
today.
Sure
going to go back to 1987.
All right.
Who was the first celebrity cover girl to grace Cosmopolitan magazine since Elizabeth Taylor in 1969? 1987, the first celebrity cover girl.
Did you say celebrity?
Celebrity. Cover girl to grace Cosmopolitan magazine.
Was she playing hopscotch?
She was not. She was big. She was big.
She was playing box hockey.
She was big in the 80s.
Was she big? What's her measurements?
Cosmo, think about this. If they wanted somebody big and
Raquel?
Cool.
Raquel?
No.
87?
Yeah.
Madonna.
Madonna is correct. Wow.
Yeah, I would have got it, you jerk.
That's a good guess.
So here about this, 1979.
You know, she was smoking.
Roger,
back
you better
then,
get this one.
You know, guess what I found out? We're all getting older.
Didn't know if you were going to put this in today's rundown.
Okay.
Disco queen Donna Summer captured the number one in five positions on the Billboard Hot 100.
I didn't see that.
With these two songs, and they jockeyed between one, two, and three at various times, she became the first solo entertainer to hold two of the top three positions simultaneously. What'd you say, Christian?
I'm going to say Hot Stuff and Last Dance.
Hot Stuff is correct. The second one is not.
Dang it.
But I like
she works hard for the money?
Nope, Roger. You get closer. If you keep doing it, you're going to get it. Roger, are you getting anything?
I liked Last Dance.
Hot Stuff and, come on.
Hot Love to Love You?
BG.
Bad Girls.
Bad Girls is correct. See, all it took was some letters.
Yeah.
We don't have hot stuff?
Not yet.
Yeah. We got hot stuff.
No,
I
we do?
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can beat him to the... Roger's got 18 walls open until we get our new computer in. And new screen.
It is right there.
You found it? Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Like magic.
It is magic.
The other thing, Roger, I was hoping you might find this. If you can find this, Christian, in our system... Roger's got it somewhere. I don't think he's going to be able to find it. On this day in 2003, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean announced that he was running for president of the United States.
We talk about it all the time, don't we?
And how does he do it, Roger?
Ah!
He goes, we're going to go to
Michigan. We're going to go to Iowa. We're going to go to North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. Ah!
it was just real-time goofiness. And he got beat by Bush.
Every chance he had.
He got beat by Bush, right? Christian.
Don't we all?
Christian, do you recognize the Howard Dean film? The two clips.
Off the top of my head.
Okay, so first of all, the clip I really wanted is one where Roger.
He was only 6 months.
Roger's talking about Fernando Valenzuela. That's the one I really want.
I can't find it.
So, golly, he's
we'll
deleted.
Find it. We'll find it somewhere.
While I'm doing this, found me some JM there, Roger. Let's get some JM.
I've got some J-Bird.
So here's one that I expect Christian to get this one.
Well, I do too.
Roger might get it. 1989, Batman, the movie, opened in U.S. theaters.
Yeah.
Who was the Batman? Who was Bruce Wayne?
Are you asking me?
I'll go to Christian first, see if he can get a long shot on this.
Is that one Michael Keaton?
That's Michael Keaton is correct.
Exactly.
Wow, very impressive. Extra credit if you could tell me who the bad guys were in that movie.
What was the title of that one?
Batman.
Just the Batman?
Yep. Batman. Extra credit for the bad guy and also the hottie that's with it.
Is that the one with Jack Nicholson?
That is it. Wow, you're on fire.
Come on, Michelle Pfeiffer in that?
No. She played Vicki Vale.
KB.
I'll give you a hint. KB. She was married to Alec Baldwin.
Wait, Billy Dee Williams was.
It was.
Billy Dee was in it, wasn't he?
Billy
no,
Dee
he
Williams
was not
Jack Palance was, wasn't he?
Billy Dee was like almost a commissioner.
He was Commissioner Gordon?
He might have been. He might have been.
Jack Palance was in the
And that's because he reprised his role from Nighthawks.
Kim Basinger was Vicky
Kim
Bell.
Basinger, yeah.
Roger, did you find
it? I'm the best there is.
Wake
up in the morning and pee excellent. RJ, you still pooping naked? I hate that guy. I cannot stand that guy. I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know him personally. I hate the guy.
Talk to him, Melinda.
I don't hate anybody, but I hate that guy.
Jay, and what's the one thing that people don't know about you?
I have very tender feet.
Okay. Very good.
Keep it going.
I like that a lot.
First thing he cleans up is his damn attitude.
Yeah. Very good. I got you. Good preacher, Justin. Are you okay? Are you choking?
First time to that area of the country? Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
What?
That's real. That's not the AI.
It's almost like the dude from Men in Black.
First time to that area of the country? Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
Sorry, guys. I can almost taste it right now.
I bet you could. I mean, that came up, is what that one was, Jay Bird. That came up. Where are you? Hey, it's our buddy. Congratulations on number one, Justin.
Thank you, guys. I just want to renegotiate my contract. I think I want 10 months off a year.
You can't do that. You don't even hear. You can't renegotiate.
That is
why
good.
He's 10 months off.
What? Here's our show in a nutshell. Tori, business is good.
Yeah, we'll get back with you in a minute.
We got macaroni and cheese.
We got to get him back strong.
We're gonna find that boy.
We're gonna find that boy. If that boy is out there.
We're gonna bring that boy back.
That's right. Sincerely. Abraham Lincoln.
661-1037. So my dad, we were talking about family-owned business, and this is from Ethan and Atkins. My dad has owned a barbershop in Darnell for 50 years. Benny's Barbershop. I love that, man. That is outstanding.
You know, speaking of barbershops, I don't know when. Obviously, you and I get our haircut at Sport Clips. But my buddy Sandy Walker. I wonder how long Sandy, Steve Qualls, how do you know? Sandy Walker, I went to school with Sandy. He has a barbershop. I think it's Walker's Barbershop. You don't see very many of them around anymore. I mean, he may have had it. It may be open for 30 years now. I don't know. Robbie Moore, how long has Sandy been around?
The other one, Roger, got another champion salute.
Okay.
This is from the 501. So I want to give a shout-out to Benton 7U Maroon All-Star Team for winning the All-Star State Tournament. This is my first son's first year playing baseball, and he made the Benton 7U Maroon All-Star Team. Now they're going to play for regionals in Louisiana. That's exactly what we want you to do. Salute! A champion salute to the Benton 7U Maroon All-Star Team. So there you go. So it's that easy. If you guys want us to do that for your kids or your team, let us know. We'd be glad to do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, Mama Baz is listening. Mama Baz saw me rubbing and scratching on my head. It's itching something fierce. She said that means it's healing. Is that right?
Sounds about right.
Can I give you a hack real quick before you finish that one, Baz? Got a hack? You know what? Got a couple of doors at the house, you know, that just kind of swing open. Did I tell you how it worked?
Yeah, you did tell us this.
Okay, it works. It does work. Yeah. I just want you to know. I didn't know if I told you or not.
Right. Give us a new one next week. Give us a new one next week.
Oh, you suck. You know what?
Give us another home improvement.
I will get you another one. I will absolutely tell you how to do that. I had to help my wife yesterday with a hack getting out of the house because we lost power at the house.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to get out of the house to go to the office.
She had to lift it?
She had to lift it.
From the 870. Are you telling the barbecue place I'm coming and hell's coming with it? Listen, we love anybody down the Camden area. Come on out if you listen to the show or you're a business owner or whatever. Come on, let us meet you. Roger, you'll see. It's a cool deal. It's just realizing you're in a place, just like we were in the Ohio Club the other day, that's been open for over 100 years. Yep. It's really cool. So we're honored to be able to take advantage and do these kind
of
things.
We're going to take advantage of it is what we're going to do. May even get a to-go box. Listen, they brought it all out at the Ohio Club.
From my buddy Tom. Hey, Baz, loved your video from the statues outside Bryant-Denny Stadium. Yeah. Been by there more times than I can count. And hate to say, probably just took it for granted. It's really impressive. I mean, it really is. It is mind blowing the level of success. What's the richest comment? What is it? The riches of what's the phrase when your wealth is overwhelming? It's they have a
riches of Sangor.
No, it's they have so much success. They have so much. It's almost hard to comprehend. When we've had one, and we have been trying to get back there since 1964. They have got 18. 18. They had six under Saban between like 2006.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
That's right. That's all he wants.
One more time on that. Let me hear that one more time.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
That's all he wants.
That was at the point. I think we were like 2-8. Yeah. We lost like eight in a row or something. Yep. It was just, it was brutal.
That's right. And we're still asking for one.
By the way, too, the draft is tonight. And what channel is it on, Christian?
ABC and ESPN.
Okay, so it's on both. We're wanting to see where
you don't have TV, you can listen to it on The Buzz at 8 o'clock.
Christian has said Darius Aycliffe Jr., he thinks he's going to go to Sacramento.
Seventh overall.
Number seven. What do you think about Malik Thomas? Where do you think he goes, Christian? Call your shot.
Somewhere late in the first. Let me see.
He does go in the first.
I do think he will end up going late first. I could see New York at 24, maybe. If he doesn't go there, then...
The Knicks?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Knicks at 24 seems like a good slot. But he could go a few other places if he doesn't go there.
So. Of course, you got Trevin Brazil, too, will be the second night, which we found out they'd split into two nights. Coach Cal's going to be there tonight. We mentioned Marsha Martin and a lot of other Razorback supporters will be there tonight. As guest of Cal, as part of his, you know, hey, this is, when you support the program, you get to do fun things like this. So that will be happening tonight. And then, of course, you know, College World Series is over. Roger got World Cup. Right, so really got Major League Baseball, World Cup, and golf, right, for the most part. Am I missing something, Christian? Women at WNBA.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Roger, you're going to say?
No, just some people are answering your question. Is it an embarrassment of riches?
Embarrassment of riches. That's one phrase. Give me another one. Somebody asked also what time we're going to be at Camden Thursday, Roger. How long does it take?
We have to be careful, first of all, because there may be some people that want to beat you up.
How long does it take to get from Little Rock to Camden?
From my house, it's supposed to be $120, I think.
So let's measure.
I think it's $120. I think it's an hour and 20 minutes from my crib.
So 87 miles from, so it's an
from
hour
here?
From me. So about an hour and 20 from yours?
So it'll be less than.
So if we leave out of here at 10:30 and we get down there right around before 12.
Well,
so
we'll drive down that way and I'll drop my car off somewhere. Yeah,
save us two seats somewhere.
What road do we take? What road?
I think they've got an old bar too, Roger, by the way. The old seats that have been there for like 50 years, if I'm not mistaken. And
do we go to Pine Bluff or do we go through Saline County? What's the best way to do it?
I think the last time I went. That's a good question. I don't think I went through Pine Bluff.
See that, people? Bass says that was a good question.
Let me see.
Not dumb. I'm smart.
I'm looking
it's
now.
It's not what I wanted. I got looked over.
So that's a great question, Roger. I think, would you go to Arkadelphia down to Camden?
No.
Yeah. There's Arkadelphia. There's
Arkadelphia?
Yeah. Look.
In Camden?
There's Little Rock. There's Camden. Pine Bluff's way over there. We don't want to go to Pine Bluff.
Well, Pine Bluff's not way over there from here.
That's way out of the way. Look. It's over there. And that Arkadelphia is there. Camden's there. I'm just saying.
Just give me finger directions. All
right. Yeah, let's take a break. Come back. We'll wrap things up. Anyway, that's Thursday. We'll get there as soon as we can. I don't know. It'd probably be 11:30, 12 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to eat and get out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, summer event. Summer adventure
continues. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Wrap things up, brother. 9:48.
Come on, Peter. Everybody.
It's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just to win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit baptist-health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Down with truck trouble. Lost time means lost money. Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, their experienced technicians handle heavy-duty repairs, maintenance, diagnostics, DOT inspections, and more. They'll do the job right the first time so you can get back on the road fast. Family-owned, customer-focused, and built on over 30 years of trusted service. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
And now, Babbel proudly presents The Cat Chat.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Yes, hi. I'm staying in room 22, and I was wondering if there was anyone I could chat with about my sheets. They seem to be making me just really itchy.
Pardon, vous avez dit, chat?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just want to chat with maybe, like, the cleaning service, see which detergent they use. You know, just a chat.
Chat.
Please, I'm so itchy.
Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Matisse, j'ai un client qui demande un chat.
Oh, my goodness, I thank you. It's just a chat, really, just a...
Voilà.
What?
Sir, you requested a cat to scratch you.
Traveling mistakes can really be absurd. Learn to speak like the locals with Babbel, and no one will mistake your chat for a cat.
Sir, please. Your cat.
Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to get up to 50% off. Babbel.com.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All righty then. 9:53, wrapping up things here.
Boom, boom. He had hard work.
My dirt.
I just want to hear his voice. Just want to hear his voice.
That's a great song.
Actually, I want to hold him.
Phil Elson. Yeah. Phil Elson. Talk about Justin Moore. Not Phil Elson.
Oh, Phil.
Good morning,
too.
Phil. How are you?
Hey, good. Good morning, guys.
I was saying last night, how much fun was it to watch the story of the brothers unfold?
The Branch Brothers Mercurius Brothers? Which one?
I know.
There's two.
I know. You know. I'm telling you though, the kid who hit the home run for Georgia's last at bat slaps his brother as he goes around, and for his brother to hit his last at bat in college a home run, and then you know he's been horrible. He's 1-13 going to the game last night. He has 6 RBIs. I mean.
The brother in the stands is like, I can't believe what I'm saying.
Colby, the one who plays for Georgia. In the stands. I was watching that thinking, it's like, what are the thoughts going through his head? Because he's got to be so proud of his brother, but also knowing it's like, how close did I come to winning this thing, too?
And the fact that he would really have been struggling. I mean, 1-13, that's a bad deal.
But then there's the Mercurius brothers.
Yeah.
Without them, Oklahoma is not a national champion or anywhere close to it.
I kept thinking they were bringing the same guy in there. I was like, how's this guy ever going to, when is he going to rest? That was a brother that we were listening to it going the way down to Tuscaloosa. Yeah, it's a great story, Phil, of a team that didn't really belong, you would think, 11th in the league, regular season. You know, you get beat by Missouri 1-and-done in the SEC tournament.
Get a load of this fact, guys. I researched over the last 30 years, and I just did in 30 years, maybe earlier, there could be examples of this. But in the last 30 years, in softball, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, hockey, and soccer, college sports Division I, 2 national champions have finished sub-500 in their conference.
Wow.
2022 Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Wow.
2026 twice. Oklahoma, and it's only in baseball.
Yeah, twice in 4 years. In what, 4 years now? That's
out of all those sports?
Out of all. That tells you just how good and how better the SEC is from every other league in all of college sports.
North Carolina becomes, I think they tie Arkansas, I think, at 13 without a national championship, 13 College World Series appearances. So we'll be hearing that. That will obviously be something. I hate it. You look at North Carolina, you hate it. You just, we've been there. You're that close, you have a chance, and you don't get it done. So
I don't think they needed to throw their freshman five innings to win the second game. I understand you got to win game two in order to get to game three, but I think, did you not have another pitcher that maybe could have given you two or three innings that night?
Yeah. What else is happening on your show today, Phil?
On The Zone, I did not see that coming, by Moe's Burritos. That is certainly Oklahoma baseball without question. Eli Craner joining us. We got Susan Irwin Prowse from Willie D's for the Keys to the Weekend birthday trivia. Got the NBA draft. We're expecting to see three Razorbacks over the next 2 days. Yep. Got a bunch of the baseball players at the draft combine in Phoenix, so just a lot going on.
Yeah, Phil, it's, of course, now, are you locked into the World Cup or no?
Yes. Yeah, not like 100% locked in, but I'm watching. I'll watch tonight.
Did you find out that, we found out, Christian let us know, that Thursday's game means nothing. The match between Turkey-A. It means nothing. It was a waste of time. Nobody gets anything out of it, no matter what the score is.
It's like week 17 in the NFL.
Yeah,
but
we're in the World Cup. Every game should count, I would think. I don't get it. We're going to the knockout round. I feel like it's
friendly. You earn that by winning two games. You get to do load management.
Well, that's exactly how I described it earlier today as load management.
A better idea. How about we not play at all? Let you do a workout.
I bet they want to play. They don't want to sit.
You can't just go ice cold.
Yeah, you got to let bingo.
But no, listen, you don't have to do. You're not going to play hard.
You're not into soccer,
bro. You're not playing hard.
Well, you are. You're letting some of the other guys like me get out there on the field.
What if injury happens?
But it's not your stuff.
You sound so much like the SEC baseball tournament.
Oh, listen.
And you had an injury that happened.
Listen, Arkansas wasted their time.
Everybody wastes their time.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
Everybody does.
Yeah, listen, Oklahoma gets beat by Missouri, goes home, and then wins the College World Series. Just goes to show you.
Conference tournaments are just a waste of time.
They are now. Yeah, it's almost like the SEC. It's like the football championships now, the conference championship. They don't matter. If you got a tournament, if you got playoffs, don't play that game. Mm-hmm. You find other ways to make all your money. So one and only Phil Elson coming
Philly
up next.
Philly Phil, there he is.
Coming up with
I'll be at Boudreaux.
Justin Akery. Roger will be at Boudreaux tonight. Go out and see him. It's a blast, a lot of fun. Thanks for listening, everybody. Zone's up next.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. 2-day admission, only $10.